There's a crossing of the contract, and I'll say a few words about the Antwerp. It's an interesting afkumen al halacha. You all know that if a guy asks you somebody else on Hano, let's say I ask you a lulav the Hano, I ask you a zach the Hano, so what's the din? You ask her. What if it's a mitzvah? You're allowed to do it. Why? Mitzvah's lala henazin. What about if I ask her a gemara on me? Am I allowed to learn it? I mean, like this, if I ask her a lulav on me, I ask her a lulav with a nether, I'm allowed to go use it for mitzvahs, because mitzvahs lot of the hands, and mitzvahs weren't given for hanal, so it's not cool you having hanal, which I'll explain in a second. What about a sefer? I take his gemara, and I ask her the gemara on me by hanal. Am I allowed to learn with it? What does that say? Oh, Yavin Avramanah, good. We'll get to that in a second. What? Like they tell. What? No. What's the difference? It's very interesting. The Taz says in your idea, Shulchan Aruch. Come in. The island's coming from downstairs. The Taz says that there's a famous machlokes. What happens if a guy does a mitzvah that he gets pleasure out of it? And besides the pleasure of the mitzvah, he also gets physical pleasure. Right? For example, a guy's going to the mikveh, it's a hot day, and it's cooling off. So it's machlokes Ran and Rashba in the Dorm. What happens if a person does a mitzvah, and together with the mitzvah, you're getting physical pleasure, right? Do I say Mrs. Lava Henderson? No, is Mrs. Lava Henderson only on the mitzvah itself? The mitzvah doesn't give me pleasure, but I'm getting pleasure from bodily pleasure from the cold mikvah. Or Mrs. Lava Henderson includes even if I'm getting physical pleasure. Says the Taz, if you're about to, when you're learning, you get a gishmak out of it, you get a simcha out of it. Haraya, you're not allowed to learn when you're a novel. It comes out that every time a guy learns, he has two pleasures. One pleasure is the etzim kiyum mitzvah. That means the mitzvahs lav lehenes. Mitzvahs weren't given for pleasure. But besides that, there's also a physical pleasure that you have in gishmak kesugya. And he says that besides that, you have an issue of mitzvahs lav lehenes. What do you say? What is it? Let's what the Taz says. Who quoted the Ben Avraham and Arya? Who? Kasberger. Can you? Rabbi Roman Horst says something very interesting. Rabbi Roman Horst says, not just that Torah is Hana. He says the whole mitzvah of Torah was given for Hana. What does he mean to say, Lachairo? What he means to say is like this. Why is mitzvah lav lehenes? The Rashi says in two places, because the mitzvahs were given for avodas eved. The mitzvahs were given that you should be an eved. So mitzvahs weren't given for pleasure. It was given to work, to sweat, to be kavalot. Rabbi Avraham Horst says that mitzvah, that Torah was given not for an all, Torah was given for a pleasure. If all Torah was given for a pleasure, so in Mela, it's Mechal not called Mitzvah Lehenes. Mitzvah Lehenes means that Torah is a burden. Mitzvahs are a burden. Kishma is a burden. Sukkah is a burden. Torah is not a burden. It's a Kishma Kazach. So in Mela, that's a different reason why there's no Mitzvah Lehenes in over here. Because the word is it's not an oil. As they say, Rabbi Avraham Horst, a Shach and Kazach. We can stop. So we can stop. There weren't masses of people downstairs?
No.
What?
No.
That's insulting. Okay, listen. Start over two. What? Schiffrin's father. Remember Schiffrin's Stiefel? No, another guy. Let's go. Listen carefully. I want to tell you a Muridika Kiddush, okay? The Pasuk says in Vaskanam, Rakishom alocho, shmor nafshecha mo'id, pentishkach es etvor masha ro'o v'inecho. Penyusu milovo v'cho koi mechayecho, v'idatem levanecho levnei v'necho. It's a Muridika Pasuk. The Pasuk says, you have to make sure never to forget Matan Torah, and you have to tell your children and your grandchildren to tell everybody about it. The Ramban over there in Vras Chana learns out from this pasuk that there's a lav in the Torah to forget Matan Torah. And what does it mean to forget Matan Torah? All the details, the lapitim and the eish and the smoke and the shofar and the whole gilu shchina. It's a lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to forget Matan Torah, and you have to give it over to your kids. He explains at length why. Because since we saw it with our own eyes, it wasn't the Navi, is we have to give over to our children what we saw in Matan Torah. father to father, from father to son, son to son, to grandson. And that's how the Mesorah goes down. And the Ramban speaks out that it's critical that we know Matan Torah from that, not from a Yediyah that a Novi said. It's a love, love in the Torah. You're not allowed to forget Matan Torah. Shocking Ramban. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam says that the love in the Torah, which says don't forget, is not referring to don't forget what happened at Matan Torah. Don't forget the Torah that was taught at Matan Torah. That misses. It's before Shem Mishnah Novus. Mishnah Novus says, Perek Yom Mishnah Ches, Kol HaShechech Dover Echlod Mi Mishnosoi. If you forget something of Torah, you're over. Shenema, this pasuk, Raki Shom Lechosh Menavshecha Mo'eit Pentishek Hasvah Shavarecha. So it's a stir of the Rambam. Rambam says in Parashat Veshtanan that this pasuk of Pentishkach Dein Allah Forget is going on Mayim Mid Har Sinai. The details, the whole event. And the mission says in office that we learn out of this pasuk, if you learn the sugya, right? We just learned the sugya of Abaye, Leishishkat, you forget it? Mishayev Ben Afshay. Shenemar, this pasuk, you're not allowed to forget. Shtem before is that if you forget your learning, that the lav is going on forgetting your learning. It's not going on Har Sinai. It's a famous kash on the Ramat. It's a kash on the Ramat. It's a kash on the Rishon. It's against the Mefurash Mishnah. Is the answer is that if you forget your learning, you're forgetting Har Sinai. That's the answer. When you forget your learning, you're forgetting Har Sinai. The question is why? So you could learn that we know there's all types of Gemaras in many places that the Tzura of Limud HaTorah today means after Matan Torah, is exactly like a Matan Torah. For example, the Gemara learned out of this Pasuk in Brachos Daf Chaf Beis that just like Matan Torah, there was a big year of rest and they were afraid. The person has to learn like that. A person has to learn with a seriousness. Why? Because it says, don't forget what happened at Har Sinai. That means that the Iker memory of Matan Torah is the way we learn. When we learn in the Tzura of Nisina Satera, Tegmar Brachas, Allah. You're supposed to learn very seriously. Seriously. B'yira, B'reses, B'zeya, sweating, scared, serious. It's a serious event happening. Because that's the way Matan Torah was. That means you could say a Lashon, that the Iker memory or remembrance of Matan Torah is our learning today. And when we learn like that, we're remembering Matan Torah. Azay Shteta. When we learn like that, we're remembering Matan Torah. There's other ayahs to this. The Gemara says in Kama Vakama places that Tanoim, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Elazar were sitting and they were talking and learning Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and a fire came down. Famous Medrash and Shir HaShirim. Then as I was learning Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, came a fire, they ran to Torah Rabbi Akiva. There's a fire burning Ben Azai, he became a Makubal. Came running over Rabbi Akiva to Ben Azai and said to him, Ben Azai, you're dealing with my son Rakovi, you became a Kabbalist? He said, no, I wasn't doing anything Kabbalah. Chumash, Navi, Ksuvim, Torah. He said, okay, that's fine. He said, Rizik HaChidosh, that you don't have to talk about my son Rakovi, you don't have to talk about the Malachim in order to have the fire come down. Regular Nigla, what they call, regular Pshat, brings down the fire of Matan Torah, of a state, that even Bizman Hazeh, after Matan Torah, the fire of Nisinosa Besinai comes down. The Gemara says before, it's the same fire. They say from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Talmidim said over them, when the Baal Shem Tov learned with his Talmidim, they heard the Kailas of Brachim of Matan Torah, which is not such a Chiddush, because the Gemara says, it's a Chiddush that it was a few thousand years later, but the Gemara says in the Dvadet Tanoim, when they learned, there was a fire burning. Literally, a fire came down, burned up all the grass around. So the word is that Mitzad Echod, state that you shouldn't forget Matan Torah, everything that happened there. Mitzad Sheni, our learning today is a learning which is a memory of that Matan Torah. So if you ask me, why are you not allowed to forget your learning? Because when you forget your learning, you're forgetting Matan Torah, because we learn today as a continuation of Matan Torah. That's, by the way, a superficial pshat. But the pshat's much deeper. I want to tell you something which is life-changing. It's really life-changing, I want to tell you. Pshat's like this. There's a different shot over here, why our learning is a continuation of Matan Torah, not just because of what I call the trappings, the fire that comes down when you're right for it, or the yira that comes down when you're right for it. It's something much deeper. I want to explain something. The Ramchal has a sefer, the Mesillas Yesharim has a sefer called Maimer HaVikuach. In his Hakdama, the Maimer HaVikuach, the Ramchal says something fascinating. He says something that we know, but I want to stress it. Shas Matan Torah, the Pasuk says in Vaschanan, Ata Reis Lo Adas, Ki Hashem Elokim Einad Milvadoi. Rashi says, what's Einad Milvadoi? Because Boko opened up the entire world. Because Boko opened up the entire Bria. And what did they see? Says the Ramchal. What we saw then was Hashkocha Kolis, Hashkocha Protis, Mitzvahs and Torah. I'll explain. It was clear to Klal Yisrael B'Shas Maisa how the Eibishter runs the world. Why everything happens. B'Chlal, U'B'Prat. What every mitzvah does. Yishek Elulav, what it does. Le'olam HaSal Yainim. Yiyim Matzah, what it does. What your Torah does. The Ramchal speaks out that everything was crystal clear. The Eibishter opened up the entire Bria. The Goyim not. The Goyim have no clue what's going on. Klal Yisrael, because they're Oyavoy, B'Shas Matan Torah, the Eibishter revealed. They were to reveal the entire Bria, how the Bria runs. Am I saying that? How the Bria runs. Then he says, that was the Messiah all the years. That means in Klal Yisrael, all the Doris, a father said to a son, exactly how the world runs. Jews knew. Klal Yisrael knew. Oyavoy. Kroivoy. I'm Kroivoy. The Eberstu gave us over the secrets of the Bria. But then we went into Golos, continues the Ramchal, I'm quoting. And we lost track of it. So for a short time there were Nevi'im. The Nevi'im kept us. And now he says we lost all of it because we live B'choshech. But he said there's one residue, there's one remnant of that. And that's Pshat HaTorah. When you learn, you'll get it back. Yeah? Pshat Torah still keeps that memory of what happened. It's still around. I want to expand. The Michtav Elio in Chedek Gimel, page 176, says this, Lahed Yamamish Meforsh. The Michtav Elio in Chedek Gimel, page 176, if you have a Michtav Elio, it's good to see, it's good to own a set anyway. He says, a Mavel Tekazach. The Gemara says, Yushalmi in Chagiga, Toysis means in Chagiga, Daft Ezvav, a story. Reb Meir had a Rebbe, you all know what he was called. What was Meir's Rebbe called? Acher. Why was he called Acher? He went off the Derech. He was called Elisha ben Avuya. How did he go off the Derech? It was a whole dramatic story. Toys brings down a chagiga after his love. What was the story? At his bris, there were two crowds that were invited. There were Gedolei the Yerushalayim. They sat in one room. And then there was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, the Heilig Tanaim, who were a different room. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Yerushalmi, until the bris gets started, let's learn. Typical story. They started to talk and learning. Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim came down a fire. Came running over this Avuya fellow, the father of Elisha, and said, you came to burn down my house, I invited you for the bris. What's the fire? They said, it's the fire from Sinai. It's burnt the fire. There's a fire burning. They said, really? Torah brings Azah fire? I want my son to be a Talmid Chacham. Because he wanted his son to be a Talmid Chacham for the wrong reasons, he turned out a bum. He was Yermeir's Rebbe. But Acher, he went off the Derech. Shalom, whether the tshuva in the end or not, that's a different story. Continues the Gemara and says in Michtav Elio, that's the Gerson Yerushalmi, a dramatic story at the bris of this Elisha kid. The Archa Tzadikim brings down a different Gerson. The Gerson was, Omrule, they said to Avuya, the father of the baby, the Pnesha Anuchoizim Divrei Torah V'Nevim Yixuvim, we're learning Torah, we're chazering all the Torah Kuvim, he's sitting at the bris, right? Sitting at a bris, what do you do at a bris when you're late? You talk about her, talk about this, you try to corner in on the locks. No. At a bris, you're sitting at a bris, what do? You have to call Tyra Kula, a blazer. You know what I'm talking about? There were a blazer, the Rebbe Akiva, those have been working this. And the Halig Rebbe Yeshua. You have to, and the fire comes down. Well, this is before the bris. Listen to the Girsa. We were learning the Vaitaira Nevi'im Ksuvim. And the Torah was made to us. Shema Hasina Nindu, it came from Hasina. And then the fire came down. It says, their learning itself taught them the Torah is Messina. They relive Matan Torah. Says Rav Dessler, I'm quoting. Lamadnu Kan, we learn from here, a huge ikr. Hachdora Samuna Belev, the penetration of Amuna into our hearts. That we should be convinced, by the limud Torah atzma, comes by the Torah itself. Minei ubei. His amkus ba Torah. If you fatif zechen asugya, chasayf tzvuneh, and you uncover the secrets. Ma'ayrim es yisaydus ha'amuna tunem banu. It awakens the yisaydus of amuna which are hidden inside of us. You understand? Amuna Matan Torah is etched on our neshamas because we were there. Just it's covered over by layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of galus. When you learn, says the Yerushalmi, you learn Gishmak, you learn well, you know that it's Misina. By the way, every person sitting in this room who's learned well experiences that. Every person learned well. If you had a good day, a good week, a good month, or a good year, you don't have a more, you know, this is Torah. It comes out. Does it come out on the level of the fire? No. No, we don't. We're not on that level of laser. We're sure that the fire comes down from Shemayim like at Har Sinai. But every person who ever learned well knows that this Michtam Elio is the truth. That's what the Ramchal says. The Ramchal says that Hagam that the Iker Uftu of Matan Torah was that the Eibishter was Megala to us everything that goes on. And by the way, I want to say something very important. I want to say Berdik of God. Every person sitting here has in his genes some sort of fundamental level of Yirah Shemayim. I'm not to do Averis. Agreed? Does that agree on that? Some level. More or less. Ups, down, we all have ups and downs. But a fundamental thing. When we do Averis, we don't feel, you know where that's from? That's from Matan Torah, the Pasuk says. Yom asher amarta lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev, asher yilmudu l'yira oisi kol hayomim. When Klai Yisrael saw how the world runs, you know what that caused? It caused Yirah Shemayim. It's serious business, this world. They saw what the mitzvahs does. They saw what the Torah does. They saw how the Eibishter fears the world with the tiefste cheshbonis, and each person gets what they're supposed to get. You know what a shakul that gave Klai Yisrael then? They saw the Bria the way it is. The Yira, you see, that creates Yirah Shemayim. Is that we have in our genes is because, I'll use the Lashon of Rav Dessler, etched on our hard disk, on our DNA, is the Emunah in Matan Torah. With all the glory that happened, just over the years, it gets dull. Zok Rav Dessler, Zok the Yerushalmi, you sit and learn, it's there, it comes back. That's what the Ramchal says. We don't have Nevi'im, we don't have our fathers to tell us over because we've been gold so long and it got forgotten. But Pshat HaTorah we still have. You'll open a Gemara, you'll already relive Matan Torah. I saw Meredith Gazach. I saw that it's a Rashi in Vos Chanan. Rashi asks, what does Vahoyu Advarm have to do with Vahafta? Vahoyu Advarm is Torah. Says Rashi, I'm quoting, Vahoyu Advarm, Mau Ava, how do you get to Ava? Vahoyu Advarm Eila, Shemitoch Kach, if you learn, at the Makir Makarosh Brochu, says the Maral. I did divrei Torah, makir as a kodesh baruch hu. You sit and learn your relationship with the kodesh baruch hu. You'll already work everything else out. That means we're talking about a spiritual ruchni as the kametzias that's in every yid who stood there and saw it with his eyes. If he's there, we understand why learning is a continuation of Matan Torah. Because when we learn, we don't just learn in the way of Matan Torah. Every time we learn, we're reliving the emunah. We're triggering, we're igniting the emunah which is inside of us. And that could be the pshat, why a person who forgets his learning is like he forgot Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah is alive by us. That's the answer to the question of the Ramban. The Ramban says, you're not allowed to forget Matan Torah. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to forget the pshat that we said just now in the Morgan Avram. The answer is no, because when you say the pshat in the Morgan Avram, you're reliving Matan Torah again. In your heart, you know that it's Torah. That's what happened to Reb Lezer Bishua. Mi bein Seiner, from the two of us, we figured out that Torah is Misinai. I want to say a Murat Gazach. I once had a Hargosha. I don't know if I said this over for the Eilam, but I'll say it over anyway, because it's Erev Shavuos. And I think that this is the heart of the Yantiv. Vashteta. The Peshas Matan Torah, the Eibishter opened up the skies, Sheva Rikim. What did he show? He showed everything. That means Yidden, in their subconscious, etched on their neshamas, know that the world has meaning. That's what Liyura Oisi means. Matan Torah created Liyura. Just it's a dull memory by us. When you learn, you bring it back. But I want to say Murat Gazach. I always had a Hargosha. So what does it mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Sheva Rikim. He changed it. Once I had a Hargosha, I saw Rav Pinkas says this. Because I'll say that B'Shas Matan Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu shut down the whole volume of the world. Nobody said anything. I think I spoke this out for the oil already once, correct? I want to repeat it now in light of what I just said. The birds didn't chirp, the malachim didn't say shira. There was no noise in the world. Why? Why? We spoke about it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that when I speak, there's no background noise. I once saw in Rav Pinkas, he said that B'Shas Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't open up the Sheva Rikim. The Sheva Rikim are open. You can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. just there's so much background noise, we can't focus on it. We can't focus on it, we can't see it. So it's covered over, but that's how much background noise there is, by the way. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped everything and quieted everything down, so then a person could see what there is. I believe that this is the oimik of what Mr. Melio is teaching us. Why is it that when you learn, all of a sudden you float to the surface, oh, it's Beseder? The reason is because of this word. Every time we learn, we're shutting off the background noise. So Sashon says it before us. Rashi Yitzhar Rashi Torah Tavlin means that when you're learning Torah, you're shutting off, you're detaching yourself from the gashmias of the world. Even for that time. For that time, when you're detaching from the background noise, so we're not zeichet to see all Sheva Rikim. We're not zeichet to see exactly Ashkocha Pratis, exactly Ashkocha Pratis. But the baseline emuna that Torah is Misinai, that we do experience. Because the dynamic and the mechanism that Peshas Matan Torah allowed Klai Yisrael to see it, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, was that he shut down the whole world. Is every time we shut, and by the way, I can say this both to myself, when we're distracted, we have emunah questions. When we're focused on learning, we don't have. That's the mitzvahs. Every person can check themselves. When we're distracted, we don't have the Sheva Rikim, we don't see anything. So we don't see Sheva Rikim, but it's the same dynamics. When we turn off the background noise, then we're zeichet to see it. And that's what I'm telling you, the oimik is. That the Ramchal says that Pshat HaTorah still leaves you with the ability to experience Ma'arid HaSina on a certain level. Is because the Pshat HaTorah is turning out the background noise. Every time you open a Rashba, if you learn a Rashba properly, you learn a Tais properly, you're turning yourself off from the Elam Hazam. At that second, you're also exposing yourself to some sort of level of Sheva Rikim. Again, it's not the level that we had in Mount Torah. We're in Golos, and there's a Hester, and we're living in a hidden world. That's the essence, and that's why when you forget, you're learning. You're forgetting Mount Torah, because every time you learn, you're replugging into that incredible moment. Halavai would be zecha that when we learned, the fire would come down. Halavai. But you should know, the fire came down not so long ago. What was it, Rishua? It's 2,000 years. That means 2,000 years ago, the fire of Hasina was still coming down. Then we went into Golos, and then there was already was a Hester. That's all true. But the Etzim fire is burning. If we'd be able to see it, by the way, the fire is there. We don't see it. The fire is there. The Torah is the same Torah. We learn Tif, we learn good, and a good Yom Tov to everybody.
Paper? Is everybody? Just a paper.